The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
God, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome to a special feast of St. Joseph today, one of two feasts of St. Joseph that we have in the course of the year. The first, of course, is March 19th, Joseph's own feast day. And then, of course, here's the second feast day, the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, deliberately placed on the first day of May. Interesting history behind this. Let me tell you a little bit about it, okay? The year was 1955. The Pope was Pius XII, and the event was the International Day of the Worker, also known as May Day, a celebration of Marxism, promoted and celebrated in the Soviet Union, and it was spreading like wildfire all throughout the world, and Pius XII wanted to do something about it. He wanted to fight back. He wanted to promote the Christian idea of labor. So he deliberately created the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker and placed it on the first day of May for this reason. Because the Marxist idea was spreading and spreading. And you know, it's worth pausing for a moment and addressing this subject. Why is Marxism so popular? I mean, it's those of us who are old enough to remember when the Berlin Wall fell, back in 1989, we all thought, oh, I guess this is the end of Marxism, right? We all thought it was over. Was it the end of Marxism? Was it all over? No. Marxism didn't go away. It just came back. This time with a bright, big smiley face, right? But it just came back. Why is Marxism so popular? Because it's based on a very appealing lie. Very appealing lie. It's the idea that we can create for ourselves paradise right here on earth and we don't need God to do it. The only thing we need are the right government policies properly executed, and if we do that, just as certain as the night follows the day, we'll have paradise right here on earth with no pesky commandments from any God getting in our way, with no difficulty, with nothing but human effort. With no suffering, with no strain, with no cross. Very appealing idea. There's only one problem with that idea, and that is that it is a lie. Marxism is the most well-documented lie, I think, in human history. Everywhere it's been tried, without exception, it's failed. And people keep saying, yeah, but that's because it hasn't been tried right. Let's try it again. And they try it again, and it fails again. And it promises equality, and the only thing that it delivers is equal misery for everybody. That's because you cannot create paradise on earth, and you definitely can't create it without God. The only way to create a just society is to base it on God's commandments. And even then, would you realize you never quite achieve justice on this earth? Here's why. The demands of what justice is asking of us are constantly shifting like sands, and we're always one step behind. As long as, you know, we're under the curse of sin, there will never be perfect justice on this earth. That's a hard truth, right? Very hard truth to accept, but dadgummit, at least it is the truth. And Pius XII, he wanted to promote the Christian idea of labor because it was the best way we possibly had to offer the best possible society to people. And to do this, he didn't just want to oppose the idea of Marxism, but he wanted to oppose two extremes. Marxism and also the other extreme of unfettered capitalism. Because in Marxism, man exists for the purpose of the state. And in unfettered capitalism, man exists for the sake of the economy. And it's just as much of a lie. You know who benefits in Marxism? Government leaders. Have you noticed? You know, Marxist countries, they all live in mansions, they all fly on private jets. Right? The people live, of course, in squalor and disease. But who benefits in unfettered capitalism? The robber barons. Right, the factory owners, while their people labor in sweatshops and live in squalor and disease. Now, here's the Christian idea of labor that Pius XII wanted to promote. That it's not for the economy that man exists. It's not for the state that man exists. But all things rather exist for God and for flourishing human relationships. That's the basis of a just society. Putting especially family relationships first. Here's the best analogy I've come across to explain this. Imagine this. In your life, there's two rooms. The living room and the office. Everything that you do in the office, that is to say, all of your work, exists for the sake of the living room. That is to say, for the sake of your relationships, especially family relationships. People always get that backwards. They always think to themselves, if I can just make more money, then I'll be happier. And that's not true. That's not true. It's one thing we have to confess right at the outset, that in a perfectly Christian society, we would not necessarily have the highest level of economic development, maybe not the world's highest possible standard of living, but we've had a very, very high quality of life. And this is possible because families are put first, relationships are put first, and this is the way God intended it to be. Not only that, but in a Christian society, we would recognize that work is a positive good. I think you get enough pious-minded people together and they're absolutely convinced that if it wasn't for sin, there wouldn't be any labor. And that's not true. I know Genesis says that as a consequence of sin, by the sweat of your brow you shall labor, and thistles and thorns you shall draw up from the earth. It's true. Thanks to sin, you know, there's back-breaking labor and there's thistles and there's thorns. But work itself, and this comes from Pius XII, not me, work itself does two things. Number one, it helps develop God's good creation, and number two, it helps develop our souls. When we work, we cooperate with developing God's beautiful creation. It's like we're kind of co-partners with Him and helping making this place better. And secondly, it actually leads to our own sanctification. If it wasn't for sin, we wouldn't all be lounging around on couches eating grapes. There'd be some kind of constructive labor. When I was in high school, and as the chaplain of O'Connell High School, I did a lot of events with the students after hours, projects and things like that. And here's what I noticed. It's absolutely fascinating and perfectly in line with what Pius XII said. Kids were happiest when they were building something. And they were most unhappy when they were just trying to enjoy themselves. Does that ring true? If they were building a stage, if they were making a sign, if they were painting a banner, if they were making a decoration, if they were involved in some sort of creative work, they were so happy and they all got along. But when they started just to try to enjoy themselves, like some sort of party, some sort of dance, that's when there was backbiting and bickering and, you know, tears and hurt feelings. Very interesting. But this is the work that, this is the truth that Pius XII wanted to help to promote. Human labor for God's glory and for our sanctification on this feast day of St. Joseph. St. Joseph, who received gratefully the work that God sent to him, may you and I do the same and ask for his prayers today to help us. St. Joseph the Worker, pray for us.